For farmers looking to pass on their businesses to the next generation, the planning process can take up to 2 years. But Katie Sternweiss, Dunn County's ag agent for UW Extension, says rising costs for feed and fuel combined with roller coaster commodity prices are making that transition harder.
Really what it comes down to, especially with the volatility in agriculture these last couple years, farmers are pushing off their retirement. They maybe have tapped into their savings in order to continue operating. So they won't look to retire for another couple years, which will just increase that average age of operating farmers even higher.
On the eastern side of the county, Diane Hansen tends to some of her family's dairy cows. She and her husband, Lauren, are in their 50s and have owned and operated Maple Leaf Acres since 1994, but it's been in the family for more than 100 years. They recently began planning for their two sons, Tim and Mike, to take over so they can retire. But Diane says the idea of adding the costs of their retirement to an already tight farm budget means their golden years will have to wait.
We're just at that point where we can't really move forward until we get almost the okay to go ahead and get bigger.
That's because the predictions of next year's milk prices are getting worse, and farmers are digging into their equity and savings to make ends meet.
Farmers don't get a chance to put money away for retirement. Their retirement is their land and the buildings, but then to pass it on to the next generation, you can set them up for failure by saying we need this much for retirement, and they're not able to produce because of the milk prices. And we have no control over the milk prices.
Lauren says their only option then is to expand the operation.
In order to compensate for the, you know, the higher costs, and so that means you got to get more milk out of each cow. You got to milk more cows.
The Hansons already have 300 cows on a 500-acre farm, but state regulations say they need more land before they add more cows. But even if the market improves, Sternweiss says there is a trend that threatens family farms throughout the country. Fewer children are staying with the farm.
They see the amount of work that sometimes it takes for a farm, the dedication that a farmer needs to have, any size of farm that you have out there. So the next generation, seeing the stresses maybe that their parents have gone through, have decided to seek a job off the farm.
For this and other reasons, the numbers are declining. The USDA says in 2002, there were 945 farmers in Dunn County who listed farming as their primary occupation. In 2007, there were 674. At the Hansen household, those numbers ring true. One of the two successors to the farm is 32-year-old Mike Hansen. He spends his weekdays working for a farm machine supplier and his weekends at the farm. He says he loves farming, but isn't sure about buying in.
Try to balance it all, but I'd rather give it up than farm, but it's just kind of a wait-and-see kind of thing.
Wait for what?
We'll see if expansions take place. And who knows, this job could go away, or the whole economy could go in the dumps again. You never know.
Sternweiss says the next 10 years in Dunn County agriculture could see less kids choosing to farm and fewer small family-owned farms. Rich Kramer, Wisconsin Public Radio.